Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day and thank God for being on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. I thank God to have a moment with the Holy Spirit in this beautiful hour. And I think everybody should take a moment just to embrace the Holy Spirit. Embrace the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for His beautiful situation. Thank God for Him presenting Himself. Embrace His love and His earnestly to us diligently. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Thank God for the people of God today. Those who are up and about, ready to do the Lord's work. Some of you are on your way to your job, on your way to the shut-ins to see about those who can't do for themselves. Some of you are going out to do ministry, praise God. But most of all, I truly thank God for those who are able to serve the Lord and to give God the glory and to give Him praise. It is a blessing to know, to cherish all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Yes, take a moment to honor the Lord in His presence, to honor His righteousness, and to honor His glory. And thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for everything that He is to us today. And I bless His holy name. But this morning, thank God for Jesus Christ. I want to share something with you, praise God, that will encourage your spirit, that will lift you up. You know, sometimes David did that. Praise God, in the book of Psalms, he always encouraged himself when he was going through, praise God, with his family, with the enemy, praise God. He always encouraged himself knowing that God was with him at all times. And I truly thank God that we need to keep in mind that God is with us at all times. He never leave us, nor did He ever forsake us. But long we know that we got God's assurance. We got God's presence. We got God's favor. Praise God. And long we got God's favor, God will give us favor with man. And I thank God, Jesus Christ. And most of all, always have the favor with God. And long we have the favor with God, God always give favor with man. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But in the book of Psalms, I'm going to read Psalm 121. And you know, that's a beautiful psalm, praise God, that David, praise God, always give God the glory, always praise Him. He always encouraged himself. And like I said, we got to encourage ourselves, knowing that God will be with us. We need to prophesy the things on our lives, praise God, on yourself, knowing that I am a child of God. I am an overcomer, praise God. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. But I thank God for His grace and mercy. But the book of Psalms said, and I decree and declare the word of God, and I thank God, the Lord will preserve us from evil. There's one thing about it. We are surrounded by evil forces on this planet. Praise God. We are working against spiritual darkness against the things on this earth. And we as the people of God, we got to put on our armor. We need to put on the armor of God that we'll be able to stand against every fiery dart that the devil sent out on this earth upon God's people. But one thing about it, we need to dress in Christ Jesus so that the Lord will preserve us from evil in the days we are here on this earth. But we are surrounded by evil forces, praise God. And we as the children of God, the children of light, we need to equip ourselves and have our spiritual antenna sharpened more than ever before. We got to have a strong discernment of the things that we need to be aware of while we're on this earth. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But the word of God says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And that's true. Because long we keep the Lord and keep the Lord before us. Praise God. Because we can't do nothing without the Lord. But long we keep our eyes on Jesus and rely on him every step of the way, he will see us through this. Everywhere we go, we know that we have the Lord on our side. And that's why the Lord said, look up. We are to lift up our eyes, physically open our eyes, and look toward the heaven, praise God, and see the things that God wants us to see, praise God. And see, that's what David did. He looked up and worshiped the Lord, praising him, glorifying him, thanking him, how he protected him from the enemy. David had many enemies, praise God. David had so many, even his children was his enemy. But one thing about it, he learned to trust God every step of the way. But he always depend on God, then recognized the creator who created him. He recognized God who made the heaven and earth. He acknowledged God. And that's what we need to do. We need to acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. We need to acknowledge his presence, his glory. We need to acknowledge him in everything that he requires of us. And that's why the Lord said, behold me, look, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. But I thank God for everything that the Lord is to us today. And the Lord said, David said, praise God, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's it. David acknowledged, like I said, of the Creator. And that is our God, our Almighty God, the God of Isaac, Jacob, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, hallelujah, the God of Israel, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For God is good. David, like I say, he acknowledged God, that who he is and what he is to him today. Now, what about you today? How do you worship the Lord in your way? Always acknowledge the Creator. Don't ever ignore him. Don't take God for granted. Always acknowledge him because he is our shade. He is our refuge. He is our high tower. Praise God. He Yeshua, Jehovah, hallelujah. He is the Almighty God, the God of Isaac, Jacob, Abraham. He is the Almighty God who acknowledges Abba, I thank God for Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh. He is everything to us in this hour. But we need to acknowledge God in every step, every way that he is to us today. We need to acknowledge him for what he is and what he is in this hour. But thank God for Jesus Christ, for he is good, that his mercy endures forever. But one thing about I love about the Lord, he will see us through this. As long as we trust in him. I know that you feel like your back is against the wall. But long you trust the Lord and read Psalm 121, he will see you through this. You are not alone. He will spare you. He will protect you. He will watch over you to make sure that the enemy will not destroy your life. He got you in his hand. He relies on you. Yes, you rely on him. He wants you to trust him. Every step of the way, he wants you to know that he is there for you. You are not alone. But thank God for Jesus. And I know that there are some of you who are going through your trial. You're going through your test. You might got to receive a bad news from the doctor or from somebody, your loved one, or on your job, whatever it is. Rest assured, praise God. And Psalm 121, the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our God. The Lord, praise God, is everything that we need in this hour. So that's why his voice say, behold, look, praise God, I'm with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'm there for you. All you got to do is call on my name. Call on me. Trust me. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But thank God for everything that he is in this hour. But I praise his holy name. So Lord is a merciful God. He is a righteous God. He's a God of mercy, a God of love. A God of we know that we can trust. So my brothers and sisters, in the body of Christ, don't take God for granted. Let's rely on the Lord. Let's rely what David did in Psalm 121. When you get up early in the morning, read the Psalm of 121 to start your day. Lean the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to depend on you every step of the way. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. So may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. May the mercy of God be upon you right now. And I thank God for Jesus, for he is good, that his mercy endures forever. I thank God for Jesus Christ. Truly, I thank God for all that he is to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for everything that he is. So may God be with you. May God bless you. And you have a great and beautiful day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.